نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال الله تعالى أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق المولانا الكريم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبا لما جئت به أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and elders, Allah SWT has sent us in this world with a very specific objective. Allah has clearly outlined what the object of our creation is. Unlike many of the other people living on the world that don't have iman, that are still searching for the purpose of their creation, Allah SWT has clearly outlined it to us without any confusion or ambiguity. Allah SWT says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. O insan, humankind and jinnkind, our purpose of our creation is the ibadat of Allah SWT. Allah SWT says, I've created jinn and insan solely for my worship. Mufassirun say here, ibadat means ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah SWT. So in this one life that we have, for this life of ours to be valuable, we have to fulfill this. Recognize who is our Allah, who is our Khaliq, who is our Creator. So Allah SWT, after creating us, giving us such a responsibility, a task, Allah hasn't left us alone. Allah SWT says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَأَسَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, I favored the people, وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, I favored the believers by sending to them a Nabi from amongst them. So ni'mat after ni'mat. First Allah SWT created us as insan. Allah SWT could have created us as any of His makhluk, anything. We could have been a stone, a blade of grass, or anything. Allah SWT created as the best of His creation, that is insan. And then Allah SWT put us in the best of His ummah, the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the best of all the creation of Allah. He said Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sabab-e wujud-e kainat, because the reason for this entire kainat, this entire universe to come into being, Allah SWT put us in His ummah. So Allah has blessed us. We cannot, you know, even count or think Allah SWT. One is to count it, one is to think Allah SWT. That Allah SWT has made us human beings. Allah SWT has given us all these faculties. Allah SWT has given us iman. And over and above that, Allah SWT has put us in the ummah of His most beloved, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ni'mat after ni'mat, ni'mat after ni'mat. And outwardly, we don't have to pay anything for it. What is the desire of all these things? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ مِنْ رَسُولِينَ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. The objective of all this, the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, is that they be followed. The ittiba of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam. And if that ittiba is the ita'at of Allah SWT, is the obedience of Allah SWT. So Allah SWT has given us this life. Coming back to that ayat, that our purpose of our creation is to worship Allah SWT, recognize Allah SWT. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for 13 years in Makkatul Mukarram, he made effort. There was no salah that was first. There was no fasting that was first. There was no hajj that was first. So what did the Sahaba do? What was the effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The effort was on how the hearts could be connected to Allah SWT. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentions, حَتَّى ثَابِتِ الْقُلُوبِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا ثُمَّ نَزَلْ الْحَلَالُ وَالْحَرَامِ. That such an effort was made that the Tuwali Mufassal were revealed. In there was the mention of Allah SWT, the sifat of Allah SWT. And there was a mention of the year after. There was a mention of Jannat. There was a mention of Jahannam. So that the Sahaba could understand. And it could settle in their heart that who is my Rabb? 500 years, 600 years of darkness. No Nabi. They were doing such unspeakable things. But when Hidayat came, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose His most beloved, then that effort had to be made on that heart to clear that heart up of all that darkness. So da'wah was given to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makhluk can't do. The effort of iman is what? To correct, to take out the incorrect yakin from our heart and put the correct conviction and yakin in our heart. The incorrect yakin is la ilaha. La, we start with negating. Incorrect yakin is where we see things happening is not happening from there. La ilaha illallah. It is only happening by the command and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is happening. So this understanding, this concept that makhluk can't do, only Khaliq can do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it and teaches it to us in the Quran. See, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to explain a big thing, a big idea, a big concept, then He uses a big person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam was kalimullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is having a discussion with Musa alayhi salam. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِنِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Musa, what is in your right hand? So Musa alayhi salam is saying, قَالَ يَا عَصَايَ. This is my staff. Now what is a staff? A stick, a piece of wood. A walking stick, whatever you want to call it. أَتَوَكُّهُ عَلَيْهَا I lean on it. وَأُوشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي I knock the leaves from the trees. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَرِبِ أُخْرَىٰ And I do this with it, and I do that with it. And he's enumerating all the benefits of his stick. So where he's seeing benefit from, Allah wants to teach us a lesson. That benefit is in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Benefit and harm is in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not in the outward things that we see. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salam. Alqiha ya Musa. Throw that staff on the floor. Then it suddenly turns into serpent, into a snake. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى Not a small snake, a big snake. And it starts to move. And all of us, we human. If we see a snake suddenly, we'll also jump. So Musa alayhi salam got a bit afraid. Went a little back. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining and teaching this concept. That where you see benefit and where you see harm, it's not there. Where I give you benefit and harm, that's where it's happening from. So he was commanded, خُزْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ Hold it and do not be scared. He said, if Musa alayhi salam was asked again, that what is in your hand, he would have said, oh Allah, it is what you want it to be. So this is the same concept we are grappling with today in our life. That this is my job, my business, my profession. You know, it pays my rent, I pay my car with it, I do that, I do the same thing Musa alayhi salam told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I lean on it, I do this, I feed my animals with it, and I got so many benefits from it. Today we're seeing the same thing we're grappling with. That my business is doing, my acumen, you know, my intelligence, my strength and my ability, my context, all the things. We're seeing these things are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, no. Where you see benefit, it's only benefit if Allah wants it to be benefit, to benefit us. And where you see harm, it can only harm if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to harm. So to make us understand this, that all our reliance, all our tawakkul, everything has to be on the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an effort. Because every Nabi came with this effort, to turn makhluk's attention away from makhluk to Khaliq. To turn the creation's, the people's attention from what is created to the Creator. Every Nabi made this effort. To make us understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a doer. Allah is our Khaliq, our Creator. We are His makhluk, we are His creation. Allah is our Malik, Allah is our owner, we are His mamluk, we are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Raziq, Allah is our sustainer. We are being sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not saying don't make an effort. We must make an effort. But where must our conviction in yakin be? Hajar radiallahu ta'ala, she's leaving, Ibrahim alayhi salam is leaving in Makkatul Mukarramah. She is commanded to leave her there. And she's asking, you're leaving me in this place? Leaving in this place, asking and he's moving. So eventually she says, Ah Allahuka, Amara bihada. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you with this? To leave me in this place here? And he nods in affirmation. What was his statement after? Then, at that time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never destroy. Allah will never destroy us. But did she say, I'm going to just sit and Allah will look after me? So when she was on Safa Marwa, immediately when the baby needed, water, milk, her milk dried up, and there was need for water. She didn't say no. She had complete conviction in the statement that she said, that Allah will never destroy us. But she still adopted the means. Tawakkul and yaqeen was on who? On the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But she still again, safa marwa, up and down. She had in her heart conviction that Allah is going to support and look after us. Allah will never destroy us. So we can adopt the means. Open up the business. Acquire an education. But have the firm yaqeen that this cannot harm and benefit me except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. This is this effort here. That makhluk can't do. Only Khaliq can do. So it's something that we have to make ourselves understand. You know, sometimes it's like a thin line. What you are saying? You're saying Allah does, but you're also saying you must do this. So we have to talk so much about it that this heart gets understands and accepts it. That Allah is the doer. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That my worship, all my ibadat, physical, monetary, my living, my dying, everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To make such an effort, that in this one life Allah becomes happy with us. Because we only have one chance. We don't have a second chance. All of us are going to pass away. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every single human being is going to pass away. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, An-nasu niyam idha matu intabaku. All the people are asleep. When they pass away, then they will wake up. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah alayh, he was poisoned. So they called the doctors. And he told the doctors to see him. He was in and out of consciousness, semi-conscious. When the doctor had a look at him and he said, doesn't look like you will survive. The poison is too strong. And he heard that statement. And he woke up and he said, oh doctor, what does that person who hasn't taken the poison have guaranteed that he'll live till tomorrow? That person who hasn't taken poison, does he have guaranteed that he'll live tomorrow? Life and death is in the Quran, in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to convince this heart of ours. By giving so much dawah, talking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the doer. This heart is affected by what we say, what we hear, what we see and what we think about. So the more we talk about it, the more we listen about it, the more we ponder about it, then this heart will start making our whole body understand that, you know what, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has to be obeyed. We have to follow that command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an amanat. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. That all you have brought iman, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and die only in the condition that you are believers. So this is an amanat. كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ تَمُوتُونَ. As we live, that's how we will pass away. كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. And as you pass away, that's how you will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. So it's not going to happen automatically that we will get a good death. That we will get a death on iman. A life has to be led according to the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That life that is accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. That way of life. Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. If you want to become beloved to Allah, then we have to follow His lifestyle. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. So that lifestyle that has been accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, that's the lifestyle we have to follow. Then we'll become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for that there's an effort. Constantly reminding ourselves, giving dawah to this. Let's say we must give 25 times a day dawah to this. That Allah is our creator, Allah is our Khaliq, Allah is our Malik, Allah is our Razik. To say it so much that we convince ourselves. That if the whole world gets together and wants to benefit a person, they can't benefit a person unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to be benefited. And if the whole world gets together and they want to harm a person, it's impossible for that person to be harmed unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that person to be harmed. All this is in the hands of Allah. And the second dawah that every Nabi came with was from mal to a'mal. That this dunya, this world is temporary. This possession and the material things of this world is an amanat by us. Today is by us, tomorrow is gone. What will last with us is our a'mal. A'mal salih. Because we are in an imtihan. This is a test for us. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah SWT is saying, I've created the system of living and dying. So I may test you. This life of yours is a test. Liyabluwakum, it's an imtihan. It's an examination. What is the result? What Allah wants to see? Ayyukum ahsanu amala. Who of you will turn to a'mal salih? Who will do those deeds that will be pleasing to me? In all conditions. Allah SWT sends conditions upon us to test us. Allah tested the people before. Allah tested us. Islam, mim, ahasiba an-nas, ayyutkaku, ayyakulu amanna, wum la yuftanun. Do the people think that we say kalima la ilaha illallah, that's sufficient? Allah will not test us. Allah will test us. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Definitely Allah SWT tested the people before us. Then Allah SWT knew who was true in what they were saying. That da'wah we were giving, that we were saying, Allah, you are our sustainer. Allah, you are our malik, you are our razik. Allah wants to see that. That in all conditions we turn back to Allah SWT. Who do we revert to? If I'm sick, who do I turn to? What's my first marja? Who do I turn to first? Allah wants to see that for us. And if we do so much amal that Allah is happy with us, so much amal that will assist our cause in the year after. That's what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show the Sahaba. Immediately. To show them that in mal there is no success. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sends out a group in jihad. And quickly they return. And the Sahabi comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say, from all the people that went out, I earned the most. And the other Sahaba that were sitting there and they saw that they didn't go, they were having that desire that why we didn't also be chosen, why didn't we also go, how much we could have earned. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately said, should I show you something that's more benefit? He said, of course, the Sahaba were desirous of this. He said, 2 rakats after Fajr Salah, 2 rakats of Nafil after the Fajr Salah. Immediately turning their attention away from Mal to A'mal. And the third da'wah that every Nabi gave was from Dunya to Akhirah. That all of us that are coming to this world, we're not going to be here forever. We know that we've come into this world, we know our date of birth. But when we're going to leave this world, we have no clue. How we're going to leave this world, we don't know. That's in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to make us understand that this world is temporary. It's not forever. We have to make such an effort what Allah has given us. To build our way after. وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا أَعْتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارًا أَخْرًا. That seek the year after from those things that I've given you. Whether it's little or lot, that is Allah's decision. A person being poor is not a sign of failure. A person being rich is not a sign of success. Success is what Allah has determined as success. فَمَنْ زُحْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَكَدْ فَاسْ. That person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and is entered into Jannah, this is success. This is success. Because it will be forever and forever and forever. In the year after, there are only two places to go to. One is Jannah, one is Jahannam. How we lead our life, that's what we will get in the qabr. And that's how we will be raised on the day of Qiyamah. And ultimately, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah is happy with us, then we will go to Jannah. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness, pleasure, everything will manifest itself. Jannah is a beautiful place. But it's not cheap. It's not for mahala. We have to work for it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ala inna sillatullahi al-ghaliya, Ala inna sillatullahi al-jannah, O kama qala. That indeed the commodity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expensive, ghali. Allah in the sillatullahi jannah. That commodity that Allah is talking about is Jannah. We have to work for it. We have to strive for it. We have to make an effort for it. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they made all out effort. Because he knew what was Jannah and Jahannam. They didn't want to waste a second of their time. Imagine, they were desirous of doing good deeds, of pleasing Allah, pleasing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because he knew what was installed in the year after. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us. Why is it? I'm seeing you people going towards the fire of Jahannam. I'm holding you by your waist. And you all are slipping out from my hands and you're going to the fire of Jahannam. The Jahannamis and the Jannatis will have a discussion on the day of Qiyamah once they're in their respective places. The Jannatis will ask the people from the fire of Jahannam, did you all find the promises of Allah to be true? And the people in the fire of Jahannam will say yes. All those torments and those punishments and all those things that the messengers came and we heard about it, we found it to be true. And they will ask the people of Jannah, have you all found the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be true? That place is such a beautiful place, a place of so much comfort and ease, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, yes, we found the promises of Allah to be true. Then they will request, oh, the people of Jannah, give us something to drink. They will say, today this is haram for you. We can't give you anything. And then the question will come to them, did not a reminder come to you? Was there not a reminder to you all that one day you're going to pass away and all these stages you will have to go through? So my respected brothers and elders, Allah SWT has given us one life only. In this life we have to make such an effort that Allah becomes happy with us. Allah becomes pleased with us. This is the object that Nabi SAW, when they said, our elders tell us that for every effort of deen, the basic, the principles and usuls are the dua that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read after the Taif. That one, inni ashku alika du'af quwwati wa qillati hilati wa awani ala nas. That dua there. So whether we're doing any dini khidmat, whether we're teaching, whether we're in the khankas, whether we're in the jamaat effort, whether we're doing NGOs, feeding the people, this is the object. What is the object? فَإِنْ لَمْ يَقُنْ سَاخِتًا أَلِيَّ فَلَا أُبَالِي. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Allah, if you are not angry with me, if you are not upset with me, then I don't care. If you are not upset with me, I don't care what the people think. So we'll do it solely and wholly only for the pleasure of Allah. وَلَكَ الْأُطْبَ حَتَّى تَرْضَى. And my entire existence will be to please you. That's all I'm here, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah SWT has favored us, given us the opportunity to search for a short while. And inshallah, we know our Shabbat Guzar has started. Starts from Asr, right till the next morning after Ishraq. It's a mahal of deen, mahal of, you know, talking about Allah SWT, talking about the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi, the object of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how deen can come into our lives, into our family's lives, the lives of the entire ummah till the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah there will be more talks after Maghrib Salah. Tashkil will be made. How we can go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the usuls and principles of hidayat is mujahada. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُ فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّ سُبُلَنَا. Those that will make mujahada, Allah will give them hidayat. And today's time, how much mujahada are we making for dunya? From the morning to the evening, morning to the evening. Our elders have given us such a simple thing. Come out for 40 days, 4 months, 3 days. 2.5 hours, ingash, outgash, talim. Such a simple nusha to solve all our problems. If we are unable to do this, then how are we going to stand on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu. Subhanaka rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun alal mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, we know this is a very mubarak time. Let's try and finish our tasbihats, and especially after Asr, before Maghrib Salah, there's a time that du'as are accepted on the day of Jum'ah. So if we finish our tasbihat, let's engage in du'a. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Du'a and da'wah go together. Our elders tell us, to complete our da'wah, we need du'a. Whatever we're saying and we're listening, then we make du'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what I heard, you make the reality come into my heart. So Allah give us tawfiq.